Next item on the agenda are permits. Page 2, projects over 50,000 with no objection, with staff recommendation for approval. Mr. Grab?
Commissioner, members of the commission, good morning. With the two deletions, 2C and 2F, I think we have 13 items to present to you. I'll try to just briefly hit the high points. 2A, Department of the Army requesting authorization to stabilize 510 feet of Accutane Creek with Class 2 riprap, and in addition to install Benway weirs and lock limbs and logs as part of a stabilization project at Fort Belvoir. 2B, Blue Wildlife LLC is requesting authorization to restore 5,347 feet of the Bowling Branch in Loudoun County through the installation of J-hooks, cross vanes, root wads, and a channel relocation. 2D, Quinns Island RV Resort, requesting authorization to construct 335 feet of revetment, 120 foot long by 24 foot wide jetty, a 100 foot long fishing pier, and dredge 2,000 cubic yards of material to create a 45 foot wide by 350 foot long channel with maximum depths of 3 feet at their campground facility in Matthews County. We are recommending approval, but with the incorporation of our standard dredging conditions and the assessment of royalty in the amount of $235 for the encroachment of the pier at 30 cents per square foot and a dredging royalty of $1,435 for the dredging of the 2,000 cubic yards. And in this case, you'll note that it's 60 cents and our normal recommendation is for 45 cents. We're recommending 60 cents because the material is sand and it will be used by the resorts on their upland property for construction purposes. Therefore, the higher rates are being recommended. 2E, Holiday Marinas, requesting authorization to remove two existing piers and install three new piers, 12 foot wide with mooring piles and finger piers to create 44 wet slips, as well as dredge 11,300 cubic yards with maximum depths of minus 5 feet in the redevelopment of their marina along Rose Creek in Gloucester County. Again, recommending approval with the standard dredging conditions and a royalty of $5,085 for that dredging, but at 45 cents per cubic yard. 2G, Department of the Navy, is requesting authorization to install 305 linear feet of replacement bulkhead along berth 20, as well as to construct an open pile concrete wharf with utility trench that will run between berth 20 and to a point aligned 90 feet from the existing berth 21 at the Norfolk Naval Shipyard. This is in the city of Portsmouth. 2H, City of Portsmouth, is requesting authorization to install 810 linear feet of replacement bulkhead. This will be 2 feet channelward of the deteriorating bulkhead, and this will be between Harbor Tower and Tidewater Yacht off Crawford Parkway, which is actually on the Elizabeth River before the break off of the southern branch and the eastern branch in the city of Portsmouth. 2I, Western Virginia Water Authorities, requesting authorization to install 297 feet, 24-inch and 36-diameter sewer lines beneath the Roanoke River. The project also includes the demolition of an existing concrete dam and the relocation of an existing 42-inch diameter sewer line that will be also placed immediately downstream with the proposed 24 and 36-inch lines. Again, recommending the incorporation of our standard permit conditions. 2J, Naval Facilities Engineering Commands, requesting a modification to a previously issued permit that will now authorize two 42-inch diameter concrete stormwater outfalls with tide check valves that will extend slightly through an existing bulkhead at the Naval Station on Willoughby Bay in the city of Norfolk. It will also include the construction of temporary cofferdams right there at the outfall locations. 2K Marine Corps Base Quantico is requesting a modification that will allow them to directionally bore and install new potable water, sanitary, electrical, and communication utility lines, minimum of 10 feet below the existing Chapalhamsa Creek in Stafford County. 2L, the town of Tangier, is requesting authorization to construct a 415 foot long by 6 foot wide open pile marginal wharf, finger piers, mooring piles, and access walkways, as well as marsh tow stone riprap to accommodate 32 boats along Ridge Creek, which is tributary to the North Channel at the town of Tangier. No dredging in this case is proposed. 2M Baymar Construction Corporation is requesting authorization to dredge 3,600 cubic yards of state-owned bottom material on an as-needed basis to depths of minus 7 feet at mean low water for the purpose of maintaining an 80-foot wide channel. In this case, all of the dredge material will be placed in an approved upland disposal site. The dredging in this case will be confined to the period October 1st through November 30th. This time of year restriction is to minimize adverse effects on any clam and oyster industries that are present in or near the Bay Creek Marina in Kings Creek. This is obviously Northampton County. Staff recommends the assessment of a royalty in the amount of $90 for the new dredging of 200 cubic yards of material at 45 cents per cubic yard. 2N Realty Ventures Group Incorporated is requesting authorization to construct a 60-foot wide roadway bridge over Swift Creek in conjunction with the community development of the property in Chesterfield County. Again, recommending approval with our standard in-stream conditions, and in this case, a royalty of $7,800 for the encroachment of that roadway bridge over 3,900 square feet of state-owned bottom at $2 per square foot. Finally, 2O Williams Gas Pipeline Transco is requesting authorization to construct associated equipment and access crossings of multiple streams for the purpose of inspecting, repairing, or replacing pipeline segments in Appomattox, Buckingham, Savannah, and Louisa counties. We are recommending, again, the standard in-stream construction conditions, but in addition, since the James, Hardware, and Ravana rivers are designated as potential anadromous fish use areas, we're recommending a time-of-year restriction for any in-water in-stream repairs between March 15th to June 30th. In addition, the Hardware River is designated a T&E, or Threatened and Endangered Species River, due to the James River spiny mussel. And to minimize adverse impacts upon that species, we're also recommending that the Commission require coordination of any in-stream repairs with the Department of Game and Fisheries and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Finally, in keeping with our normal procedures, should the applicant have to replace any existing lines that deem to be in need of replacement or repair, we're recommending that a $3 charge per lineal foot be assessed for any new pipeline repair work. So with that, either I or members of my staff would be happy to answer any questions you might
have. Any questions for staff? Mr. Fox?
We don't charge other governmental agencies fees then, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. I noticed they were not in there.
County, cities, and towns and VDOT are exempt by that code, and that exemption that's extended to state and municipalities is exempted to the federal government or extended to the federal government as well.
Federal government also.
Further questions? Thank you, Mr. Grab. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone here in the audience pro or con on matters before the commission? Seeing none, the public hearing is now closed. The matters before the commission, I understand, Mr. Holland, you have a request?
I'd like to abstain on 2M, so if we could vote on them.
Okay, what we'll do then is we will be voting on, for the record, at the present time, based on Mr. Holland's concerns and those that have been struck from the record, or struck from the agenda, items 2A, 2B, 2D, 2E, 2G, 2H, 2I, 2J, 2K, 2L, 2N, and 2O. Those matters are before the commission.
Move to approve as read by staff.
Motion made by Mr. Schick, seconded by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. The next item to be voted upon is item 2M, Baymark Construction Corporation, 08-1605. Matters before the commission. Motion made by Mr. Tanker to approve. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Schick. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions?
Abstain.
Let the record reflect Mr. Holland abstains. Thank you very much. No 2Cs this month, Bob? Okay. Council has advised me that there is no need for a closed meeting for consultation with briefing by council.